Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, November 24th. What to know today about a major decision from the Trump administration to acknowledge Biden as the apparent winner and clear the way for his transition team. We'll tell you how it happened and what it actually means. Also, what's familiar and brand new about Biden's just-revealed leadership team. And how President Trump and the First Lady are keeping some holiday traditions alive this year. Plus, a major vehicle recall, why NBA players met with the Pope, and which social media platform is not only going after TikTok, but also launching a new daily lottery. We'll explain. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The Trump administration is now officially working with the Biden transition team. The General Services Administration, or GSA, formally designated President-elect Biden as the apparent winner of the presidential election. Now, this means Biden and his team will get nearly $10 million in funding, plus office space and computers in each government agency. He'll also get classified national security information, access to the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and more. Traditionally, this designation comes soon after an election is called for one candidate. But this year, the GSA delayed it for more than 2 weeks as the president challenged the election results in court. The leader of the GSA says she has now made her decision independently, and the timing was because of, quote, recent developments involving legal challenges and certifications of election results. She's likely referring to a string of recent court decisions that rejected President Trump's challenges, while some battleground states like Michigan and Georgia certified their votes for Joe Biden this week. Minnesota and Nevada are expected to do the same today. And in response, the person in charge of the Biden-Harris transition put out a statement that says the team will start meeting with federal officials to discuss the pandemic and national security. President Trump tweeted his reaction as well. He said he told his team to go ahead and cooperate with the Biden team since it's, quote, in the best interest of our country. But he also wrote he'll, quote, keep up the good fight. And he is still not conceding. And remember, while the losing candidate usually does concede, it is not actually required by law. President-elect Biden is starting to assemble his inner circle. Biden has now named some of his top picks for his upcoming administration. They might sound familiar since seven of them held senior roles in the Obama administration as well. For example, Biden nominated Tony Blinken as his Secretary of State. Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor during the Obama administration. Next, Biden picked Alejandro Mayorkas as the Secretary of Homeland Security. If confirmed, Mayorkas would be the first Latino DHS secretary. He was the former deputy DHS secretary in the Obama administration. Then there's Avril Haines. Biden picked her as the Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, she would become the highest-ranking woman in the U.S. intelligence community and the first female DNI director. Haines was the former Deputy National Security Advisor and Deputy CIA Director under Obama. Now, we should note all three of those positions require the Senate's approval, so they have to go through a Senate confirmation hearing before taking their jobs. We also want to mention John Kerry. As you probably know, he has an extensive resume already. Kerry was a naval officer, a U.S. senator, a Democratic presidential candidate, and President Obama's second Secretary of State after Hillary Clinton. Well, now he's coming back into the government as Biden's special presidential envoy for climate, meaning he's going to fight climate change full time. And that position does not need Senate confirmation. Next up, Biden is expected to nominate Janet Yellen as his Treasury Secretary. She was already the first woman to ever lead the Federal Reserve, but this nomination would be historic, too. It could be the first time a woman will lead the Treasury in its 231-year history. COVID-19 is growing beyond just hotspots in the U.S. It seems this latest surge is nationwide. The New York Times reports 45 states are now seeing ongoing increases. And there are major metro areas reporting new cases at or near record levels from coast to coast. Among them, Pittsburgh, Albuquerque, Baltimore, and San Diego. Hospitalizations and deaths keep breaking records, too. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached new record highs every day for the past 2 weeks. And for many weeks now, governors in states like North Dakota and Illinois have been warning about overcrowded hospitals and limited bed space. Now the Salt Lake Tribune says some hospitals in Utah are already at 100% capacity. Here's the good news, though. Stat News says, overall, people who are in the hospital with COVID-19 are surviving at higher rates now than in the spring and summer. That's partly because the patients are younger now, but also because effective treatments are being used more frequently. That being said, even though the death rate might not be as high as it was in the early stages of this pandemic, it's still higher than it's been in months. Johns Hopkins University data shows the U.S. is now averaging more than 1,500 new deaths per day. And overall, the U.S. death toll has almost reached 258,000. That's why health experts are urging Americans to keep their guards up and keep holiday celebrations to immediate household members only. Even though many Thanksgiving dinners will look a little different this year, some traditions are staying the same. For starters, there will be a turkey pardon at the White House today. The annual tradition dates back to 1863. President Abraham Lincoln was reportedly the first president to grant clemency to a turkey, and it became an official White House event in 1989 under President George H.W. Bush. This year, two turkeys from Iowa were selected. Their names are Corn and Cobb, and they're getting the VIT treatment. That's right, VIT, as in very important turkeys. The National Turkey Federation says Corn and Cobb made themselves right at home in their Willard Intercontinental Hotel room this weekend. Both will live out their days at Iowa State University at a new state-of-the-art turkey facility. And by the way, the White House is already preparing for Christmas as well. The official White House Christmas tree arrived yesterday in a horse-drawn carriage. First Lady Melania Trump greeted the delivery and posed for photos while Christmas music played outside the White House. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor, Duke Cannon. Holiday shopping season is back, and that can often mean drawing a blank on what to buy for the guys. But this year, there's an easy way to find gift ideas. Duke Cannon has holiday-themed grooming gifts like the Frothy the Beer Man gift set. It has 30 ounces of manly, woodsy-scented soaps infused with booze. Or for fellows obsessed with their facial hair, there's the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set, a keepsake box of provisions that'll nourish even the wispiest of beards to world champion status. Yes, Duke Cannon holiday gift sets like Frothy the Beer Man and the Beard That Stole Christmas are both unexpected and useful gifts for any guy, whether it's your partner, friend, or family member, so you can trade holiday fear for holiday cheer. So visit DukeCannon.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY for 10% off your next order. Free shipping with all orders over $30. A selection of Duke Cannon's products are also available at your local Target. But again, get 10% off your order when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at DukeCannon.com. All right, now back to the news. Pope Francis met with several professional basketball players at the Vatican this week. The reason? Well, he says he supports how they're fighting for social justice. He chatted with five NBA players who were active in the Players Union. They all talked about what they've been doing to take a stand against inequality. Remember, this has become a huge mission for the NBA this year. At times, some players and teams have refused to take the court in protest of racial injustice, and many players have started wearing social justice messages on their jerseys. The AP reports the Pope urged them to remain united and humble in their fight and said they need to set an example for the younger generations. Heads up, General Motors is recalling 6 million pickups and SUVs in the U.S. Now, this is to replace airbags that could potentially be dangerous. The airbags are made by Takata, which have had issues before. Remember, about 6 years ago, there were problems with the airbags exploding, which killed at least 17 people in the U.S. That led to the largest auto recall in U.S. history. And now U.S. safety regulators say there needs to be another one. They say millions of GM pickups and SUVs made between 2007 and 2014 need to have their Takata airbags replaced. That's because they, too, run the risk of exploding. So you can check online now to see if your vehicle is on the recall list. We posted a link on today's episode notes. Snapchat has rolled out a new feature that's almost identical to TikTok. It's called Spotlight, and it has its own section in the Snapchat app. It showcases short-form videos that other users created. And just like TikTok, you'll be able to scroll through them by swiping up or down. Snapchat's Spotlight does have its own unique twist, though. For example, you cannot comment on Spotlight videos like you can on TikTok. Plus, in Gadget Reports, many of the posts are anonymous, so you don't know who's sharing them. Spotlight videos are also only visible to your friends unless you specifically set them to be public. Still, there is an incentive to post on Spotlight often. Snapchat says it'll pay for content. It's giving out at least $1 million a day through the end of the year. That money will be divvied up among creators who make the most popular videos. And unlike TikTok, who tends to pay only the biggest influencers with the highest follower counts, this daily lottery on Snapchat will be open to anyone who makes a popular video, regardless of how many followers or influence their account already has. It's not clear exactly how much each person could earn, but the minimum will be $250. If you want to check out Spotlight, it is live now, and you can find it within your Snapchat app. Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings is set to guest host the popular game show he once dominated. Jennings will begin filling in next week when taping of the show starts up again. Remember, longtime host Alex Trebek passed away from pancreatic cancer earlier this month, and his permanent replacement has not been chosen yet. So there's going to be a series of guest hosts instead. Jennings will be the first, and he's a fan favorite. He's widely considered the greatest Jeopardy! Contestant of all time because he holds the record for the longest winning streak with 74 wins. As for who is in the running for the full-time gig, some names are getting tossed around. Variety reports the top contenders include Anderson Cooper and George Stephanopoulos. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor today. If you're like me, you think meat should be high-quality, humanely raised, and free of antibiotics and added hormones. Yet finding all of that at the grocery store can feel like a time-consuming struggle. Well, thankfully, there's no more need for all that searching and wandering around. ButcherBox makes it so easy to get 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, nitrate-free bacon, wild-caught salmon, and more. I love that I can rely on ButcherBox to send me only the meats and seafood that fit those high standards. Plus, it's so convenient because it arrives right on my doorstep. And the meat I've received is always packed fresh and then shipped frozen and vacuum-sealed, so it actually stays fresh. They even have free shipping nationwide, except in Alaska and Hawaii, and you can cancel or pause your subscription anytime. And now is a great time to try it out, because for a limited time, new members get 6 free grass-fed, grass-finished steaks when they go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's 2 New York strips and 4 top sirloins added to your first box for free. Act quickly, this offer is only good through Cyber Monday. That's 6 grass-fed, grass-finished steaks for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Okay, so today's trivia question is, what is a group of turkeys called? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is the only major city located on 2 continents? The answer is Istanbul, Turkey. It's a city of more than 15 million people, making it Turkey's largest city and the 5th largest city in the world. Part of Istanbul is in Europe, part is in Asia. It's split up like that because there's a body of water that runs right through the middle of the city called the Bosporus Strait, dividing the 2 continents. The 2 sides of Istanbul are connected by a pair of bridges. But as Times of India reports, the 2 sides have their own unique vibes. The Asian side of the city is more relaxed. It's full of residential neighborhoods and wide boulevards. Meanwhile, the European side feels more like a big city. That's where all the banks, stores, and corporations are. Plus, a lot of the historical landmarks are there as well, so it's more popular with tourists. It's worth noting there are a few other towns that straddle 2 continents as well, but Istanbul is by far the largest, and it's the only metropolis in the world that's split up like that. Shout out to Shane, Yasmin, Angie, Sydney, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thanks again for listening today and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.